The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Whipping out a booby. Whipping out a booby, a booby, a booby. What do we got up next?
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa. Yes, it is.
Hi. Oh my, that was rather abrupt. All right, cue Betty.
Wow, this vocal processing unit I found in the junkyard is way better than that piece of shit they upgrade me to last week. Sure, I may sound a little monotone, but monotone makes for a great bitch voice, and I love being your lovable bitch.
Wow. Wow. I don't even know how to deal with that one. We might have the great search for Betty's new voice processing unit may have to continue. Hey everyone, it's Anthony in Tampa.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Chicago.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 119 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Wicked Chickens for Monday, January the 15th, 2018.
Oops.
Background tracks used on a Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at incompetech.commander. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Oh.
For some reason, she can't say .com. Like,
she can't
she
just
says
say
.com. Commander.
Dot
Here,
commander.
Wait, let's try that again.
In compitech.commander.
I've highlighted that, and she says dot .commander.
Wow.
Wait. Oh, wait, let me take away the period. Let's see if that works. Hold on. Let's try this, folks.
In compitech.com.
Oh, there we go.
So
she was reading the com period as commander.
Okay. That's kind of interesting. All right. Sure. Whatever. Hey, you know what? Whatever floats your boat, Betty, that absolutely, completely, and totally works for me.
How's no problem, sound? Anthony.
Yep, exactly.
So, hey, folks, before we get into the major talking points, we just want to wish one of our dear listeners who is having a family member ill our best wishes for a speedy recovery.
Ooh.
So, but I do believe the listener is listening and actually recording on the TuneIn app, which is awesome.
Well, listener, we hope everything is going well with you. We know, all that good stuff and such and speedy recovery and all that good stuff.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So where were we?
Happy MLK Day.
Yes, we are. Happy MLK Day.
Yes.
Hopefully some of you had the day off.
And
not
it's
everyone
MLK
did,
Junior Day, to be honest.
That, yes, it's MLK JK.
Yeah. Right.
Or MLK JR.
Yes.
Who shot JR? Who did shoot JR?
I don't know, and I don't really care.
Does anyone really care? If you know who shot JR and you care, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. Or we're going to talk about other pointless, random, useless crap.
See, I wonder if all of the great people that exist in our society are actually aliens that are trying to help us.
You think so?
And maybe, yeah, and maybe,
see,
you know, maybe humans are just too stupid to fix their own issues.
Well, That does seem to be the case as of lately. That definitely does seem to be the case. So, but you know.
So, is it cold? Is it cold in Florida?
Hell yeah, it's been chilly in Florida. We've been hitting the 30s, and that's like cold.
Damn.
That's like super cold for Florida.
You're in tropical land.
Subtropical land, actually.
Well.
But yeah. Yeah. You know, it's been cold. The mornings have been upper 30s, which I know to you guys would be a heat wave. If it was like 37 for you, y'all be out in shorts and have surfboards and shit out.
Well, we'd at least probably have one less layer of clothing on, that's for sure.
There you go, one less layer of clothing. That works as well. So, right. But during the day, it's been staying pretty reasonable here. You know, we've been sitting up in the 60s during the day. I don't think I'm going to talk about that topic. I think that topic is kind of stale at this point.
Oh, the meltdown specter topic. Well, you know what though, if we had updated information, we could talk about. I guess they've got some stats for the latest updates, and
oh, do they?
It's not looking too hot for server activities. So if we had servers kind of chugging out like heavy duty calculations.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers, maybe like heavy duty database applications, or
I got some heavy duty database applications.
So do I, and I just gotta clean it out. Anyways, I don't know if any of you that are currently listening now knew that Anthony and I were live this morning.
Yes, we were.
Taylor Rush Hour.
We did. We ran, and we actually ran it all morning too. I was kind of surprised. I thought we would like give up halfway through. But yeah, we actually ran it. Joe took a little fiber optic field trip. He went and he took the subway to the Burger King to get himself. He braved the snow and the sub-zero temperatures for a Burger King breakfast burrito wrap.
It's an enormous breakfast, and they'll correct you. It's funny, they'll correct you.
Really?
If you just say burrito,
yeah,
they'll be like, oh, you mean the enormous
breakfast burrito. Yeah, wow. So yeah, it's so you did that. We had you through that little experience. We had a technical glitch with the recording, so unfortunately it's gonna be a little bit until we can actually get it out there. But we will put it on Radio for All underneath our show.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We'll put it up underneath our show title, and then we'll also put it up on Archive. So then at least you guys
that'd be awesome.
You guys can catch the weekday rush hour. It's 4 hours. It's a four-hour program. So
yeah,
we might break it down into chunks. I may.
Right.
When I get one contiguous file, I may break it up into, like, two or four chunks at that point.
Yeah. But it was quite an interesting technical feat too, because we had to go through the subway tunnels, and here in Chicago they put all of the different 4G LTE services in all of the subway tunnels that
Are
carry the
4G
trains.
LTE?
So for data and such, it works great. You can get all your apps and do all your texting, sexting, and all kinds of stuff. But phone calls?
Someone took our G's in the morning.
Yeah.
But only a few of them.
Someone stole our G's.
Only a few of our G's. Because actually, I mean, the G's came back. We got G's back.
Yep.
And then we stayed consistently connected that whole time after that.
Yes.
So
yes.
It worked out. It worked out pretty good. Can't complain about
fun.
That. Right? That was, yeah, it definitely was. And
I wish we could give up our primary jobs and do this for a money-paying full-time.
Yeah, we'd have to find some good sponsors.
Yeah.
That can be a challenge some days.
Right.
It can be a challenge some days just to pay the bills.
If you want to sponsor us, though, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566 and leave us a message, and we'll definitely get back to you, and how can we help you?
Joe will also accept payments in the form of an enormous burrito.
And champagne.
That's a classy one over there, ladies and gentlemen. And he's single. Champagne and the enormous burrito. If you're looking for that, you found him right over there.
We can lay in bed and eat a enormous burrito and drink champagne.
That sounds interesting yet frightening at the same time.
We can lay in bed naked, eating a burrito together, getting crumbs on each other's chest.
Alrighty then.
But, right?
Right.
We don't have any oopsie for you tonight, so I don't know if you wanted to do the wheel. We can then do some more banter after that.
Yeah, we can.
Before we go into my...
We got about 9 minutes. We got about 9 minutes, and if we got...
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone could call, too.
Let's mix it up.
All right, so hold on. Let's wheel out the... Let's roll out the wheel here. All right.
Ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead and give it a good spin. Goes where it stops, nobody knows. It's the random wheel, a random wheel of news.
The random wheel
also chooses random tracks when the server runs out of things. All right, let's see. This comes from Ars Techna. Is that Techna?
Ooh, we
Technica?
Like Ars Techna.
Technica. Technica. Ars Technica. Yeah.
We love that site, by the way. It's an awesome
site.
Yes,
exactly. So, and I accidentally did not put a, I did not copy the link properly, but I think this is definitely something up Joe's alley. It looks like I found something that's right up your alley. How about that?
Oh,
if
boy.
I read the copy, it all comes together. A pill that pairs with your smartphone to track your internal fart development.
Yeah, oh, wow. Right.
Yep. Scientists often hope to break ground with their research, but a group of Australian researchers would likely be happy breaking wind. A team developed something in which my fluffing the duck did not... There we go. Okay, repeat. At the cart machine correctly set. A team developed an ingestible electronic capsule to monitor gas levels in the human gut. When it's paired with a pocket-sized receiver and a mobile phone app, the pill reports fart conditions in real time as it passes from the stomach to the colon. In an accompanying editorial, a mechanical engineer from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln concluded that the capsules have remarkable potential to help us understand the functional aspects of the gut microbiome. Its response to dietary changes and its impact on health. It might not be too long before a routine healthcare visit involves a check of your vital signs and a request to swallow a tiny electronic monitoring device. Yep. That's your winning.
That was interesting.
Interesting. It's a little fart pill.
Here's the thing, though. Swallowable pills to look at your innards have been a talk of all of the popular magazines since the 60s. So,
but it's a great idea because it's far less invasive, you know?
Yeah. As long as the damn thing comes out and there's no...
Yeah.
You know, permanent monitoring of things.
No permanent monitoring of things.
I don't know. I've been hearing that... You know, there coming a time when your clothes will monitor your health. It'll monitor your heart rate, your blood pressure, and it'll report all this data, presumably back to your insurance company or your doctor or your employer. Most likely your employer.
Probably.
You know, and so it's great that these things are used to help diagnose diseases, for instance. And
but how far do we want Big Brother to watch?
Yeah. How far do you want to pill up your ass sniffing your farts for the government?
I think this one comes out of your ass.
I hope.
And
it does.
I don't understand what the governmental role in fart
We've
research.
Got three users in our chat room.
We've got three users in our chat room.
Yeah.
Who's in our chat room?
Well, let's see.
I think
if I click
am.
On the little thingy.
Okay, I think mine
fart
works.
Pills. There we go. Yay. If you want to be in our chat room, folks, go to www.shyampa.info. And you can be a part of the chat room. It's great.
I liked the chat room.
Right?
I liked it on Facebook. I don't think I can twaddle about it, though. I don't think I have a Twaddle account.
A Twaddle account?
Twiddle, twaddle, twiddle, twaddle, tweedle.
I think I get it, yeah.
You get it, yeah, the two Twaddles.
I think we got lost in Tweedle Twaddles there for a second.
Did we get lost in Tweedle Twaddles? Did your Tweedle get twaddled?
Yeah. Let's listen to this because we love to give a shout out to all of the cool things that we've got on our station and to the partners that we've partnered up with.
Oh, we got
listen to these shows and more
Ezel
that we recast on Shy Amp Radio from WRFU, the World Labor Hour, and all new from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt, from radio4all.net, CPR News with Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and Upfront Soul with Sanguine from Ridge.
Visit oh my goodness.
Info for our complete broadcast schedule.
She was having a hard time. She kept wanting to say Fromage. And I'm like, no, Betty. No, we gotta smoother stretch that out somehow.
Wow. Yeah, the search for Betty's replacement voice unit continues. Wow.
Oh, yes.
That was something. That was something. Yeah.
If you know of a good text-to-speech application that actually has good neural voices that allows unlimited words.
Unlimited.
And is really customizable, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Or give us a call anyways if you just want to shoot the breeze and tell us about your day.
Yep. But we're going to do it in 2.5 minutes, Joe. We get to your name.
Exactly.
So I see you have flashy blinky lights behind you.
Yes, I have my flashy blinky lights going tonight, just for fun.
I see.
Because why not, right?
Sure, why not? I don't think I have any flashy blinky lights on my end here. You got
it's surprising that these things are actually still stuck to the wall. I'm really surprised because it was a bitch getting them to stay.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, I see one. I see one on the side there. It's kind of like hanging on half on, half off.
So, yeah.
But hey, you know, you got color blinky lights. Good for
True
you.
True enough.
Good for you.
I
but
do.
It clearly is cold in ones in the Chicago studio.
You've
got the hoodie on over
the
headphones.
I don't think accounting has paid the gas bill because, man.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Right?
I hate when that happens.
Didn't that happen last time in Tampa studio?
Something like that. Yeah, Ezel is on the chat line, and he says Betty
I
is
see
whacked.
That, yeah.
He said Betty is whacked, and I agree.
Betty is whacked.
Betty is absolutely whacked. You know, and I see we have quite a handful of listeners here, so, you know, check out our chat site. You don't have to sign up to get on there. You just go as a guest.
Yep. And you can actually customize the guest name, too.
Yes, you can give yourself a name. You can give yourself. Can you do a picture? Well, it's kind of. You have to do the whole separate little thingy.
So, I just do one of the little goofy icons that are up there.
I think mine's using my Facebook thingy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But yeah, the chat room.
Now,
is
just beware, though. Just beware that any of the chat stuff that you put in here is not secure. So
don't
give away phone numbers or email addresses or anything like that.
Oh, my goodness, no. You shouldn't be putting that in the chat room anyway.
Right.
But I'm going to give a phone number. You should not be putting passwords in the chat window. For any reason whatsoever, you should not be putting... I probably should have put our phone number because now we're going to get like a million spam calls. Would you like to buy aluminum siding?
Ooh, would each of those spam calls cost us 0.2 cents?
0.2 cents every time they call. Yeah, but you know what else has got 2 cents worth of stuff? Mm. Your weather.
It's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently lightly snowing at 15 Fahrenheit degrees. Dew point is 10. Humidity is 80%. Wind chill is -1 degree.
Ooh.
Winds are out of the west at 13 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, periods of snow showers, low around 14. Wind chill values as low as -1. West winds 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25. That's what kills you. It's those winds whipping, man. They kill your skin.
There's a
chance
slider
of
on the corner and
is
smack 80%. You in the head.
Yeah, right. New snow accumulation of around an inch is possible.
Wow.
Tuesday, snow showers, mainly before 9 a.m., high near 24. North-northwest winds 10 to 15, gusting again up in the 20s. Chance of precipitation 80%. New snow about an inch again. So it's kind of increasing. A slight chance of snow Tuesday night. Before midnight, then a chance of flurries after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low. It could be cold again, and another chance of gusty
not
winds.
Cold again. We don't
but
like it
this
to be
time,
cold again.
The chance of precipitation is less.
Less.
Yeah. That's your Chiampa Chicago weather.
Okay, fantastic. Let's find the card button here.
And now for the news.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta say, this story is, it's a good thing to hear, and it's part of the LGBT community, but it comes from India.
India!
A gay prince from Gujarat opens his palace doors to vulnerable
from
LGBT
where? From where was
community.
This from? Where was this from?
Gujarat?
Gujarat?
Oh, I have no idea if I'm saying it correctly, and
sure,
I'm probably going to be offending so many people.
Yeah, we
The only openly gay prince in India is throwing open his palace doors to lesbians, gays, transgendered, and other Indians shunned for their sexuality. Prince.
I wonder if people call him Princess. The the ones that know him.
Maybe I don't know. Prince Manvendra Singh Gohil, heir apparent to the throne of Rajpipila. In Gujarat, said it was particularly hard to come out in small-town India, where traditional values hold sway and heterosexual relations are the norm. Mm-hmm. Kind of sounds like Podunk Anywhere USA. People still face a lot of pressure from their families when they come out, being forced to marry or thrown out of their homes. They often have nowhere to go, no means to support themselves,
nowhere.
He told the TRF, which is the Thomson Reuters Foundation. So the prince, 52, is building a centre for lesbian, gay, and bisexual transgendered people on the grounds of his ancestral palace. I am not going to have children, so I thought, why not use this space for a good purpose? Adding that he will offer rooms, a medical facility, and training in English and vocational skills to help people find jobs. Now see, this is the lofty goal of all community centers, and I'm sure here in Chicago, the center on Halsted had exactly that idea, and in some ways I'm sure they're probably achieving some of their goals, but the unintended consequence is it brought a lot of crime into the community.
Text not found. Try so, refreshing the page. Text not found. Try refreshing the page.
Oopsie boopsie.
Lofty goals make my wheels spin.
That's me.
Lofty goals make my wheels spin.
There you go.
So, he came out to his family a decade ago, prompting his mother to take out a newspaper advertisement disowning him. After coming out, Gohil set up the Lakshya Trust, a charity for LGBT community in his conservative home state, and became a champion for gay rights. He has made numerous international appearances, including on the Oprah for 2020 President Winfrey Show. He is a vocal critic of the colonial-era law that criminalizes consensual sexual relations between same-sex adults. Earlier this year, the Supreme Court said it would reconsider its 2013 decision to uphold the law. Lifting the law will encourage more people to come out and live their lives freely, but it also may mean more people in need of support. Gohil said he is renovating and extending his palace, built in 1927, on the 15-acre site, installing solar panels for power and reserving some land for organic poop farming. An online crowdfunding campaign and donations are financing the center, which will be managed by his charity. Gohil's high profile has helped the LGBT community in India enormously. A gay rights activist who hosts a radio show said about him, dedicated to LGBT issues. For him to be one of us, the stakes are even higher, so providing this space is a great gesture. We are lucky to have many LGBT-friendly spaces in cities like Mumbai and Delhi, but in smaller towns, there are not so many places, and that is where they are needed the most. That's a nice feel-good story.
That is. You've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds left.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Next button.
So it's about fucking time.
Yay.
Chicago may be the first city to equip police with textilizer technology. This is from ABC7Chicago.com. Chicago may become the first city in the U.S. to arm its police officers with devices that will tell them immediately if motorists were texting when they got into a traffic accident.
That sounds ridiculous.
Well, after hearing from a father whose son was killed in a traffic accident in which the driver was texting, as well as a company that developed a prototype of the so-called textilizer, the City Council's Public Safety Committee voted Thursday to request the police department study these handheld devices. The vote sends the issue to the full council, which is all but certain to approve the resolution next week. A number of states are considering equipping law enforcement officials with the devices, including New York, New Jersey, and Tennessee. Really? And Tennessee.
Okay. And Tennessee.
But one of the co-sponsors of the resolution, Alderman Edward Burke, said Chicago will be the first U.S. city to do so. The problem of distracted driving is only getting worse, said Burke, and of course I do agree. Who pointed to statistics that show the number of people killed in traffic accidents jumped 14% between 2014 and 2016 as evidence of the toll distracted driving is taking. This is a public health crisis. This vote was taken after Ben Lieberman, who became the face of the push for the devices after his 19-year-old son was killed in 2011, spoke of his son's death and his own discovery that not only is texting while driving rampant, it is all but impossible to investigate.
Public health crisis.
Prohibiting distracted driving are really enforced. You don't need me to tell you that, he said. You just need me to look out your window. In fact, Burke suggested the problem of enforcement is especially acute in Chicago, as he told of how the number of tickets city police officers issued to motorists using mobile devices plummeted.
I'm distracted.
From 26,000 in 2015 to fewer than 200 in 2016. That's when the police department started requiring officers who issued such violations to appear in traffic court. One hurdle that must be overcome before officers be handed the devices stems from questions about privacy and whether law enforcement has the right to simply pull such information from someone's cell phone. The textilizer plugs into phones and extracts call logs information. According to Cellbrite, no personal information or porn can be extracted from the textilizer, but it can allow law enforcement to immediately determine if the phone was in use before a crash occurred.
I see.
One thing that is troubling is that it's not clear what limitations are on the information gathered. We don't actually know what information actually can be gathered from the phone. Mm-hmm. We know it can tell you when you're texting, but if it can tell you when, it can tell you who. If it can tell you who, it can probably tell you the content. So,
probably, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, where are we?
We got a minute and 38 seconds.
Yeah, let's move on to the next story really quick.
Okay.
So, apparently, Wisconsin wants to lure millennials, and they've launched a million-dollar marketing blitz to convince Chicago millennials to trade their hot dogs for brats and move north of the border.
Oh, boy.
Now, here's the thing. The campaign's message in social media, online advertising, and ads on L trains and Chicago area health clubs, restaurants, and bars is that Wisconsin offers lower rents, shorter commutes, and a better quality of life for millennials disillusioned by Chicago. Tagline is, Wisconsin, it's more you. We know from research that millennials in the Chicago market have told us that their pain points are commute times and cost of living. Well, we proved today that my commute time to Burger King to get my enormous burrito was quite quick. There's nothing wrong with the commute times in Chicago. What's wrong is you. Is you and your slow-ass attitudes and your, like, shuffling to get to where you need to go. I'm sorry. Some people are just fucking slow and ignorant.
Okay.
Now, the rent is a factor. Now, all of these posters are on the Brown Line on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't put any of these posters on the south or the west sides.
I wonder why.
They don't want you black people.
Oh my God.
They don't.
There goes Joe playing the race card.
They really don't.
I don't think the demographic is there anyway. I don't think, maybe people on the west and south side are looking to move, but I don't know if they're looking to move to Wisconsin. Wisconsin is even worse in terms of race relations than Illinois is.
So. Well, but if it's white people, who cares? And that's the problem. And that's all for my news tonight, too.
All righty, then. All right. Thanks, Joe.
You're
do you
welcome.
Want to be part of this unique experience? Call us at 813-327-8566. You can also go on Cheyampa.info to check out our chat room. We got Ezel in here. We're chatting with him a little bit. This week on This Way Out, marriage equality dawns down under. Joy Jock leaves or loves his lesbian mums. And in other news, an inter-American court ruling requires regional rights for same-gendered couples. A Euro court advocate general says spouse is inclusive. India's top court reassesses the infamous Section 377. A Wisconsin trans teen wins his school district bias lawsuit. There's Wisconsin. And Cher confirms that she'll headline this year's Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be hexadecimal again in about 4 minutes. Yes, exactly.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Tonight, make dinner special.
There's something exciting, something delighting, something to make a special soap cup tonight. Fried crumbs, all bite, vegetable dice. Soap cup for dinner, always a winner. Soap cup delicious with all your dishes. They'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special, soap cup tonight.
Stovetop stuffing. Chocolate lovers, watch out for new Choco Bliss.
Oh, what a sweet sensation. Oh, it's just what you do to me. New Choco Bliss, a chocolatey creation. We layers make it chocolatey. Moist and chocolatey cake with chocolatey filling. Chocolatey icing, so smooth.
Choco Bliss,
a dream come true.
New Choco Bliss from Hostess. Watch out.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
You are tuned into Cheyampa Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
When your check engine light turns on, that means the world is flat. Another wisdom provided to you by Joe Wisdoms. Do you like these wisdoms? Give us a call at 813-327-8566 and give us your wisdoms. We'll be happy to put them on the air if you like. Just let us know in the voicemail. Thank you.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue Betty.
Oh, Betty!
Betty, yeah, you should cue her.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com,
this is why
today is National Hat Day, National Strawberry Ice Cream Day, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is always the third Monday in January. Now, go put on your special hat, and then go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Joe.
All right, fantastic. Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Joe. No problem, Anthony. No problem, Joe.
No problem,
Anthony. No problem, Joe.
No problem,
Anthony.
No problem, Betty.
No problem,
Anthony.
No problem,
Joe. Please don't break Betty. Betty's already broken enough as it is. Poor
Wait,
Betty.
What else? Wait. Oh, Betty.
What? Yeah, poor Betty.
Fuck, I'm horny. Ha ha.
Wow. Well. Well, Betty, I don't know what to tell you there. I don't have a solution for you. So you're going to have to kind of deal with that on your own.
No
All right.
problem, Anthony.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad. That is not part of your employee health plan. Just so you know that.
Okay.
All right. So it is time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Looks like things are starting to warm up for the Tampa Bay area. Kinda. But they're going to be chilly again, too. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently lightly cloudy and 59 degrees with a humidity factor of 54%. The dew point is 42 degrees Fahrenheit and visibility is 10 miles. Monday night tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 47. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 67. Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low around 48. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 60. Wednesday night mostly clear with a low around 35. And that's your Sciampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now it's time for your crazy Florida news.
No problem, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. All right, we got to hold on.
Ooh.
All right. Okay, let's go on to the crazy Florida news.
Okay.
Okay.
We love crazy Florida news because you know what? Florida is like the bellwether of crazy. It kind of bellwethers what the rest of America is going to be like. That's how I feel.
That's a frightening thought.
You know, there's certain things like California is sort of the bellwether of what could eventually be like the regulations that the rest of the country develops, although right now that's hardly the case.
Uh-huh. I see.
Ooh, that looks good, whatever you're eating.
They are peanut M&M's.
Oh.
All right.
So, tell us about your news.
All right. WFTS ABC Action News brings us our first Florida news story of the evening about a mother living the Florida lifestyle. 28-year-old Brianna of Beverly Hills, Florida, not to be mistaken with Beverly Hills, California, was heading down I-4 with her 2-year-old child in the car near Mango Road when she caused a crash between 4 other vehicles, disabling her own vehicle, and was no longer able to pursue her dreams of vehicular Florida lifestyle living.
Oh,
I know, right?
Florida, you know, if you're going to be a vehicular Florida lifestyle living kind of person, just get a limo so you can be in the back seat. You can do all your crazy
shit. Get a smart
shit.
Car. Get one of those self-driving cars.
That
I want
too.
A self-driving car.
Yeah.
I'm all about that. The right? Florida Highway Patrol troopers said that when they arrived at the suspect's vehicle, they found Brianna and her 2-year-old child in the vehicle. When Brianna was approached by the troopers, she fled into traffic with her child in her arms.
Smart.
Yeah, she's a bright one there. When a trooper caught up with her, she began pushing him away, and a scuffle ensued, causing both of them to fall to the ground. After she was apprehended and placed in the Florida Highway Patrol cruiser, she reportedly began to kick one of the troopers in the chest and began to hit her head on the partition. Troopers say that they could smell alcohol on Brianna's breath. They also note that she was unsteady on her feet and very combative. She refused a field sobriety test and breath sample. Brianna was arrested and faces 13 charges, including DUI, 2 counts of battery on a law enforcement, resisting arrest with violence, failing to obey police, leaving the scene of a crash involving injury and child neglect, and was booked in the Hillsborough County Jail on $15,000 bond.
Ooh.
She was living the Florida high lifestyle.
You know, how she was allowed to have a child in the first place.
Well, it's not like we restrict people from having children. We don't say you're an idiot, you can't reproduce. We should, because too many, you know, idiocracy is almost becoming more realistic than we would like to admit. Because it seems like the dumber keeps reproducing and the smart ones aren't having children as much.
It's like, how do you get something like that without getting in the
way? You be like China. That's how you do it. Which sucks.
You know, I'd have to snitch on you.
I snitch on you. You're stupid and having a child. All right.
So what else you got for us tonight?
Our next story comes from Spectrum's Bay News 9 and tells us about an ex-cop gone attorney who, for all intents and purposes, should have seen this a mile away, but this did happen in Polk County. What Florida would be like without retirees, snowbirds, tourists, and transplants. An investigation began after detectives became aware of possible drug trafficking. An undercover detective arranged to meet Brandon, 37, to make a narcotics transaction for up to 4 kilos of cocaine valued at $25,000. A kilo. So 4 kilos, you're looking at $100,000. $100,000. To wit, Brandon said that he would be coming with his supplier, because he's an idiot, who would have to see the money first. When the detective arrived to make the deal, Robert, 66, and Logan, 24, were at the meeting location with Brandon. The undercover detective was handed a backpack that contained 998.41 grams of cocaine. All three subjects were arrested. Robert, a former Tampa police officer of 5 years who turned Tampa attorney that owns the Restolute Law Group, was charged with trafficking in cocaine, conspiracy to traffic cocaine, and possession of a vehicle knowingly used to traffic cocaine.
He didn't pay attention to his police classes.
No,
did he?
He didn't. He clearly wasn't paying attention. Brandon was charged with similar charges, and his criminal history also includes providing alcohol to a minor in 2010 and 2013. Logan also faced the same charges and has a history that includes drug possession, probation violation, battery, and failure to appear. Robert bonded out of jail on Saturday while the two other men remain behind bars. Robert currently also happens to be representing Logan in a previous criminal case for now. Yeah, right?
Wow.
Tell me about it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, unfortunately, the cooler weather continues, so Floridians are not shedding their clothes as they commit unusual crimes. So instead, we'll talk about another pastime of Floridians doing stupid things. Our next story comes from the Miami Herald. One Tuesday afternoon, Gregory, 41, was hanging out at Miami International Airport and needed to get from point A to point B in quite a hurry. Using his Florida ingenuity, he came up with a great plan on how to traverse the airport in a hurry. Someone spotted Gregory hopping the fence onto the Miami airfield, and another person saw him walking on the service road on the secure side of the airfield and told him not to walk on the runway. However, Gregory was in a hurry and ignored him and began to run south across the taxiway and onto runway number 9. Number 9!
Number 9!
The police were contacted. Gregory was soon taken into custody and informed the officers that he could not read and didn't know he wasn't supposed to be on the runway at Miami International Airport. Gregory was charged with illegally being in a restricted area and is being held in jail on $1,500 bond. Oop, wrong button. There we go. The second time, this is the second time in 4 months that someone has broken through a restricted area of Miami International Airport. In September, a 34-year-old man from Kentucky drove his big old pickup truck through a locked gate onto airport grounds, scaled another fence, and then gained access to an electrical closet before he was apprehended by police. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
No problem, Joe.
Betty, it's me.
Thank you, Anthony.
There you go.
Thank the database you are tuned to, Cheyenne Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. And now go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Now grab onto something, because here it comes. Woohoo! It's the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
We sure will, and we've got some twofers, because it's Twofer Monday. I just basically condensed what we had and just made it into a Twofer Monday thing. So go for it.
Okay. When someone uses punctuation in a text message, does it offend you?
No. We have a call.
All right, hold on, caller. We're coming. We're coming, caller.
I'm so excited.
I have to find my arrow.
And I can't not hide it.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. I think that's Ezel.
Hey!
Hello, Ezel. How you doing?
How you doing, Ezel?
Yeah, I'm calling you from the underneath the Leroy Selman Studios, man. I got it all.
I was going to say, you should keep warm, because it's a bit chilly down there right now.
Oh, yeah, we're warm here. We got a fire going, man. We're cooking.
But anyway,
I heard you talking about Wisconsin there.
Wisconsin.
That Wisconsin, man. I got in the program late. I was watching this movie, man. We were streaming a movie. But anyway, did you see that guy in the bus, man, in the Greyhound bus?
Oh, the one that took hostage?
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, but, well, here's the deal, man. The bus is coming from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to Chicago. And they got this dude on there, okay? And he goes crazy, man. He starts, walking up and down the aisle, putting his hand in his pocket like he's got a gun or some shit.
Alrighty.
So he's freaking out all. Oh, yeah, he's freaking. I think this happened yesterday. The other day. Anyway, he's freaking out all the passengers, right? And so, of course, everybody got a cell phone on the bus.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, all definitely.
They're calling the police. So the bus gets, by the time police get there, they get out of the donut shop. The bus is in Illinois. So the state troopers, they got this bus surrounded with about like 5 squad cars, and they got the lights on, siren. They're trying to get this bus driver to stop. He won't stop. Now, he's got a situation.
It's not like Speed. It's not like Speed with Keanu Reeves, where you can't stop the bus or it'll blow up.
No, man, I don't know. I think they were all stoned on the fucking bus. You ever been on a Greyhound bus, man?
Yes, I have.
man.
Oh, my goodness, Joe, you brought back some memories. Joe, Wow.
Even the bus driver's goddamn stoned, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
So anyway, so yes. It took like about 5 miles to stop this bus. So they threw what do they call them, tack strips on the pavement. They blew out the bus's tires. So then the dumbass bus driver goes, well, you know what? Maybe I better stop.
Might be a good idea.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know if we should. I don't know if we should have Chicago people go to Wisconsin or Wisconsin people come to Chicago. I don't know who's well, telling you, man.
You know what's interesting? Maybe it's a conspiracy. Maybe for every millennial that we send to Wisconsin, they send us one of their rejects.
Ooh. Well, isn't that a one to one exchange?
Well, I guess that's a fair exchange, man. You know, but I'll tell you, man, I don't know what the fuck is it, some bad weed out there or what, but man, there's some crazy shit going on.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Man, I want you to do this for you. There's the bus. It's got like 6 blown out tires. It's sitting there smoking, surrounded by spark tires. And the bad guy on the bus said he was just pissed off and he was just venting his anger, you know. And I'm telling you, man, it's crazy out there. And then here's the kicker to sport. Here's the kicker, because Illinois is a sanctuary state. This guy was an illegal immigrant. So the police said, wait a minute, he's an illegal immigrant. We can't hold him. So they sent him back to Wisconsin.
There you go. Send him to Wisconsin.
Oh, man. Wow.
Right, but be careful out there when you're riding them Greyhound buses.
Oh, yeah. And don't use the bathrooms either, because those are the worst.
Or don't use them at the station either. Those are pretty bad, too.
Oh.
There was a whole conversation about that this morning.
So, let me ask you something. They got any glory holes in them bathrooms, man?
Joe?
You know what? I never used the bathrooms on the bus because it just it had such a horrible stench. But you know what? I think the bathrooms are pretty much like an airplane bathroom, so probably not.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe there was just like one pleasure ride on that bus, man. You got you got the whole nine yards, man. I'm telling you, man, it's crazy out there, man. It's crazy. Joe, I agree with you. I don't know what stinks worse, Armpit, Illinois, or a Greyhound bus bathroom, man. I don't know. We'll have to put it in a vote. Anybody who's been on a bus, put it on the chat line. What you think it stinks worse there or Armpit, Illinois? All right, boys, I'll let you go, man, because, I'm going to get back to the business. I got the... Oh.
Uh-oh. What?
The birds
what happened?
Out. The birds are out, man. They're
we got birds. Places. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got some.
Oh, are you branching off into something different?
Yeah, we got birds living underneath the Levi's Dome, and they stand between the girders there at night, and they're chirping. I just, they don't like us talking up there. So,
sound
anyway,
like bats.
man, it's got to get a little warmer down here, man. I'll go back to Armpit, Illinois, man. I'm telling you. But anyway.
It gets better. It's getting better. There you go, Ezel. All
right, Ezel.
Have a good one, Ezel.
Hey, if you want to be a part of this awesome experience, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll put you on the air with us.
We only got a minute until the ugly lights come on.
That's okay. We also have a chat room. You can do it 24 hours a day at www.shyampa.info, so you can chat with us and all kinds of fun stuff is going on, but we only got a minute and then we're done.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been a productive day in terms of us broadcasting.
It has. We've done a lot today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 4 hours this morning, roughly, or so. A little fiber optic field trip.
Yeah, your little fiber optic field trip to the Burger King was quite exciting.
Yes, it was.
I really found that quite exciting, to be honest with you.
It was like a swoosh through public transit mania.
mania, public transit mania. Got that.
It was actually a lot busier than I expected.
That is true. It did seem like it was busier than
yep.
one had anticipated. Yeah, the trains were the bad thing.
But you know, also the Blue Line goes to the airport too, so that yeah. I mean, if you're going to the airport, I think that's going to be something that sucks up some good passenger numbers.
If you're going to the airport. Uh-oh. I accidentally turned off the monitor. Hold on. Oh, boy. I hit a stupid button. Blinky buttons. Anyway, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and we've got some weird things going on here in the studio. I've been here all day, and I smell like the Chinese takeaway downstairs. And we're trying to get Joe back on because I accidentally put our computer that goes between Joe and I in sleep mode. And it keeps going into sleep mode for some reason. God help us all. Every one of us. All right, so let's try this again.
Hello?
There we go. Oops. I accidentally hit the sleep button on the laptop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Oh, yay. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really hope you listened to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony Show. Thanks, Yuzel, for coming on, and thanks, everybody, for coming to the chat room on Shyamper Radio. Yeah. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too. Sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net, you can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net.
Show Weekend with Joe. I play some.
Okay, combined with a sassy attitude and a dysfunctional voice chip that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home in the afternoon, catch traffic with Toppers from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony.
Wow.
So much awesome programming.
Wow.
Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure to tune in on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet radio station, Shyamper Radio. You can visit www.chiampa.info. Wow, what happened?
I don't know. I didn't hit anything. I didn't touch anything.
Dot
Hands
info.
Up, don't
Listen
you?
Listen live. Check out the show at Anthony Show, past shows. Our Facebook, Twitter links are there and see our most current broadcast schedule. And make sure you can also listen in on the TuneIn app and record the show if you can't listen right away.
Yes.
Or you can come to Radio for All and find the Joe and Anthony Show. We're usually up there on the page for a little while.
Yes. Yes. Yes! Oh, wow. It's been an interesting evening, folks. Actually, it's been an interesting day. We've kind of been in the studio in and out all day. I've been here all day.
My butt hurts.
I know. I do too.
I'm sitting on this chair.
I can only sit in the control room for so long, and then after a while, you're just like, okay, I've got to go home. So, anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will not be back next week as we're busy saving the world some other way, but we'll be back on the 29th. Check out our blog at Shyampa.info. Remember, folks, if you're a gay prince that got caught in Wisconsin with a textilizer, don't sell cocaine to your ex-copper lawyer friend while your drunken two-year-old is driving their Tonka truck across the runway of an active colon. Have a good night, a good weekend. Stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Big Giant E for Ewok.
And that's a wrap. Bye-bye with a me.
Via Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.